We gotta learn how to disagree without making everybody feel terrible.
Students in Victoria Palla's fifth grade class are listening to a kid president video about how to disagree respectfully. They'll be writing letters to President-elect Trump expressing their opinions, but first they're talking in groups and sitting on the floor on chairs and couches or stability balls.
So like the stability balls at a table help them, you know, get their wiggles and stuff out while still engaging in the curriculum.
Palla noticed many kids with special needs were having a hard time paying attention in class. She removed all of the students' traditional desks, and over the summer transformed her classroom into what looks like a big cozy living room.
I was super nervous all summer about, like, is this gonna work?
She said the kids immediately took to the new arrangement, and so have parents. She said parent engagement has increased since the transformation. And with research now linking classroom activity to increased learning and performance, other teachers are starting to consider similar classroom designs too. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.